With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Driving forward, Modest comes back. Good challenge by Modest, but still Schmeichel. Stourbridge, shot comes in. Shot comes in towards... Oh, it's in! It's an opening goal for Stourbridge. It's Chris Lake. It's David Hill. Stourbridge won.
Hello and welcome, dear listener, to this week's EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and this week we attempt to do the impossible as we cram in the league, the FA Trophy, the Doodson, and the FA Cup all into 1 hour show. So enough with this introduction, there's just no time. So let's kick things off with this week's jam-packed show with James Hayes at Moor Lane last Friday evening.
Richie Allen up against Edwards. Looking for some support, the substitute. Oh, and he's beaten all three of them. Allen again. Oh, what a goal! Richie Allen, the substitute, has doubled Salford City's advantage. What an impact from the 29-year-old. And that second round is within touching distance from the team in level 7 of English football.
Now joined by, I've got to say, the match winner, and I think every schoolboy is going to copy for the next 2 weeks. Richie Allen, I'm speechless with that goal, mate. You've got to walk through it yourself.
Well, to be honest, mate, yeah, it's, to come on and score a goal, it was brilliant, to be honest, mate. You know, I'm a bit disappointed I was on the bench, but, you know, it's a team game, and obviously we've done what we've had to do. And even better so that I came on and scored a goal to help my teammates get through to the second round.
Yeah, obviously, second round as well. Joining a club like this, now officially a giant killer as well, you've got to be happy. And
oh, mate, it's unbelievable, mate, honest to God. I don't even think we'd expected to get to the first round, but obviously all the lads, we've had a lot of togetherness, you know, all these last couple of weeks. We played against Bradford, people thought we'd get beat, same with Curzon Ashton, then we had to play Southport, everyone was doubting us again. But all these doubters, we're keeping them quiet at the minute, you know, and that's a good thing, you know. Notts County would have came today and thought it was a walk in the park, but we've given him a game. One of the players came in after the in our changing room and said we outplayed him today, and it's obviously shown on the pitch we actually have. Yeah, nice.
And finally, obviously I know you want to join the celebrations. One win away from the Premier League boys. Anyone you want to fancy in the second round? Especially.
Well, to be honest, mate, it's got to be my team with my support. I'd love to get Man United at Old Trafford. That would be a dream country. But for now, we'll see who we get. And you know, every game in this FA Cup, you never know what's going to happen. So we just bring on anyone for us, you know.
Now joined by probably our latest celebrity star, Babs. You got to be pleased with that one yourself, surely.
Absolutely buzzing. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, and Housen hit that. The goalkeeper's got to get there. And Housen magnificently keeps it out.
Wow.
Steve Housen denying the equaliser for Notts County.
That is unbelievable.
So now joined very, very quickly by, we've got to say, one of the man of the moment here tonight at Moor Lane, Steve Housen, to stopping the definite equaliser. We've seen it a couple of times with Ratcliffe at Prestwich and Ramsbottom. This has got to be the best one of the lot, surely.
It has, but it was my fault that he got there. I don't know how I managed to get it. I had to put a bit of turn of pace in. I don't know where that came from. But no, it's one of those things. To be fair, they didn't have many chances.
And,
you know, that one, unfortunately, was my fault, but I managed to make amends.
Yeah.
I don't, you know,
yeah.
We've got, well, I was going to say 3 points then, but we're through to the next round.
Currently now joined with Gareth Stedding, obviously. I've seen you tonight, but you've done it from the opposite side, where a league's club and a high opposition's won it alongside. How does it feel to be on the opposite side and be, let's call it, giant killings?
Oh, it's amazing for the club and the lads. You know, obviously before this game I was, you know, gutted that I wasn't playing myself, but I knew the excitement and the adrenaline and, you know, the, you know, just the nervousness that the lads will be going through. You know, and I was just hoping that one of our lads had become the hero, you know.
I mean, there was five heroes. In my opinion, there was five heroes out there tonight. Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
Honestly, every single player, they played the part, you know, defended hard. But I'll be honest with you, I think anybody who watched that game, you know, we dominated, you know, from man to man, we dominated every game. Every position on the pitch. And to be honest, we never looked like
losing.
No, definitely not. A lot of people were saying that, especially coming on to the second goal. A lot of people saying that was counting, we were slowing down. And is that what you thought yourselves, or just like lost interest?
Yeah, I think we shocked them at the start, you know, with our, obviously, our tempo. You know, we were pressing high up the pitch, and I think they thought these lads are really up for it. And I think we shocked them in that way, and you could see that they consciously tried to slow the game down and get a few passes together, and it just never happened. Yeah. We kept taking the ball off him. We had three or four really good chances in the first half, and I thought we should have been one up at half time, and then we got the goal straight after half time, and I think they've just rolled over, really. You know, the only team that looked like winning from them was us.
Here comes Hawley with the penalty. Hawley steps up and scores for Stourbridge. Sends Rafferty the wrong way, and our Stourbridge heading to the second round of the FA Cup. It's Dover 1, Stourbridge 2.
So, next up this week, well, what scenes? Stourbridge are through to the second round proper of this season's FA Cup. We said it was going to be a difficult match, but no. To find out, though, how difficult it was and how momentous this has been, we're now joined by the social media officer at Stourbridge. It's Richard Clark. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hi, Ben. I'm very well, thanks. You?
Not too bad. So my first question to you on social media was, Richard, did you go to Dover? And the answer was yes. So my next question is, how was it?
We've had worse days, Ben. It was very, very, very good. It was thoroughly enjoyable. I think probably it was one of the best performances I've seen from a Stourbridge team in 6 or 7 years, maybe even longer than that. We were so professional through the game. The whole lead up to the game, we did everything right, and really it couldn't have gone better. Dover were not a bad team. You know, they were unbeaten at home. I think 9 games at home, 6 wins and 3 draws, third in the conference, or the National League, I should call it. But we were the better team, and we didn't panic when we were pegged back in the first half. We had more of the chances throughout the game. They had some chances now and again, but we dealt with them well. We coped with everything they did, and I thought we thoroughly deserved to win.
Now, I've already recorded an interview which is going to air after this interview in the show. It's awfully complicated, but it'll make sense. And I say to James Hayes in the future that of all the results from Evo Stick sides, I'm going to suggest Stourbridge's was the most impressive one, because obviously Salford beat league opposition in Notts County, but I think Notts County kind of expected to win and were going through the motions. I don't think Dover approached the game in that way. That's what makes the Stourbridge's performance more impressive, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when you're 2 leagues above and you're going really well in that league, I think you can't help but just be a little bit complacent. I think it's subconscious or whatever you want to call it. But they didn't play like a team that was trying to cruise through the game. You know, you could see they were putting everything into it, and it just didn't work for them. And we have to take a lot of credit for that. I thought we did everything right against them, and made them look probably a poorer team than they really are. So I'd rather give the credit to us. I thought Salford's achievement was brilliant. I'm not going to knock that for a minute. And I think, you know, whatever you think about Notts County's performance, they're professional, full-time players, fitness, all that sort of nonsense comes into it. And I thought Salford were brilliant.
But,
I thought perhaps we didn't get perhaps as much credit as we might do, given one or two other results that day. I think, you know, we beat a very, very good non-league team that could be in the Football League next season.
Richard,
all
I'm doing, Richard, is just balancing it all out. Salford have got far too much credit, in my humble opinion. I'm just giving some love to Stourbridge. That's what I'm doing. Anyway.
You're very kind.
Obviously, with Stourbridge, to be on Football Focus as well, I know the attention has been all on Salford in a way, but this is great advertising for the Evo Stick Northern Premier League. I can hear Alan Alcock.
Yeah, it's only sort of come out this afternoon, so I don't know a lot of the details yet, but it's going to be broadcast live from the ground around noon or just afternoon, and hopefully it'll give a good flavour of the club and what the Northern Premier League's all about, and be good for us and for the league. And we also know that we've got extended highlights of the game on Match of the Day.
Right.
Not sure whether that's on the Saturday evening or the Sunday again, like it was in the first round. So it will be good publicity. We can't wait.
This in the next round, obviously you've been drawn to Eastleigh. Now I had a cracking stat about Eastleigh. Just a second, where's the window that I'd open? Yes, Eastleigh. They obviously beat Crewe. That's a given. That was a good result for Eastleigh. But Eastleigh in the last game in the league beat Dover Athletic 2-1.
They did on Tuesday night. And funnily enough, like us, Eastleigh took the lead. Like in our game, Dover equalised. And like in our game, Eastleigh won it with a penalty. So even more bizarre.
So
we're very evenly matched with Eastleigh.
I was going to say, in my book, that makes you just as good as one another. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And we have home advantage.
Yes, and that was kind of what the question asked to... That was quite kind of the thought we all had at the MPL show the week before the match, and a comment I made to Mr. Hackett in the preview show to the Dover match. Would it be better to be having that match against Dover at home? And I think everyone accepted it would. Now you've got a home match in the FA Cup second round. That's got to be a good advantage.
I'd rather be at home than away, yes. That's for sure. I think, you know, with a full house and most of the supporters obviously on our side, we can make it intimidating for them. But they're a good team. They're a good, solid, strong professional team. I think they've probably got stronger players than Dover in terms of experience. Dover got a lot of young, keen players, and perhaps not quite the hardened Football League experience that Eastleigh have got through their squad. So there'll be a different challenge. But we can make life hard for them, and we got some experienced players ourselves. So we're looking forward to it, very much looking forward to it. We fancy our chances, I think, on our own patch. I think you've got to.
The other thing, the last time Stourbridge has been on this show for the last month, it feels like.
you must be getting
fed up with this. No, not at all. I spoke to Gary Hackett, obviously, last week in the preview to the Dover match, and we mentioned the fact that the FA Trophy and Barwell in their FA Trophy match got beat, I think it was 6-1 or 6-0 to Leamington. They had one eye on the FA Cup. You obviously were playing Hales Owen in the first qualifying round. You weren't going to give them the win. This weekend, you've got Carlton Town at home. What's the general mood at the club at this moment? Because obviously the FA Cup runs taking everyone's attention, but what do you think of the FA Trophy this weekend against Carlton?
I think the FA Trophy is very important to us. I think a lot of conference teams don't take it as seriously as they do the FA Cup. It's a chance for any club at our level. You know, Wealdstone got to the semi-final a couple of years ago when they were in the Ryman League, and it's a chance for any club at our level to make good progress. We've got Carlton. We played them last season and were very lucky to get a draw at their place. Last minute equaliser, and then we beat them at home in the replay. I know they're down near the bottom of Division 1 South, but we're expecting a tough match, but we're taking it seriously. We rested players earlier this week in the League Cup and the previous week in the County Cup, so our players are pretty fresh, and we'll be putting a full team out, as far as I know, and taking it very seriously. And it's a cup we want to progress in. I know it's a cup the manager's very keen on making progress in, because we're never going to win the FA Cup. We're not going to get to the semi-final of the FA Cup, but we can make serious progress in the trophy like any team at our level.
Absolutely. Well, Richard, you've just been to your daughter's netball, so I won't keep you any longer. just before you go, Richard, predictions then for this one on the 5th?
Okay, well, I said we'd lose to Rushall, and I said we'd lose to Kiddie, and I said we'd lose to Dover. So I am more than happy to predict that Eastleigh will wallop us out of sight.
Well, I'm going to share your prediction. How's that? Just to double it up.
No problem with that at all, then.
Richard Clark, Social Media Officer at Stourbridge. Thanks for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra. Much appreciated.
Pleasure, Ben. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
There is, of course, a third NPL side still left in this season's FA Cup, and that's Northwich Victoria of Division 1 North, who have taken Boreham Wood to a replay following a 1-1 draw at Wincham Park on Saturday afternoon. It was Jordan Williams who blasted home a free kick from the edge of the box to put Vicks ahead in the first half, but alas, Boreham Wood levelled 10 minutes later. But to hear now if Northwich can join Salford and Stourbridge in the next round, there's only one place we can turn to now, and that's to Andrew Simpson at the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. Welcome back to Evo Stick Extra, Andrew. How are you?
I'm really well. Good to be back.
So, how was it? I mean, Northwich taking the lead like that, but then an equaliser a few minutes later. Was it nerve-wracking or was it quite comfortable in the end?
It was an absorbing game, and I think that the draw was the right result. I mean, I think I put in my match report, and I think others who were at the game have said that on pretty much every measure you care to have, the teams couldn't be separated. Now, that's a huge compliment to Northwich, because obviously they were playing a team that plays three levels higher. So to be able to come out of that game and say, you know, we've absolutely matched you on every single metric you might want to use, possession, shots, you know, you name it, and obviously ultimately goals. I mean, Northwich deservedly took the lead. It was kind of the textbook FA Cup lower ranked team opening. They threw everything at Boreham Wood, and to be fair, their visitors really teetered. You kind of sense that a goal was going to come. It was a brilliant goal direct from a free kick, and at that moment, for the few minutes after that, you thought if Northwich could get a second here, then they'll go on to win this game. Boreham Wood did manage to steady the ship, and they did get quite a lucky equaliser. The Vicks goalkeeper scuffed a clearance, and Boreham Wood were able to return the ball quickly and kind of punish that mistake, and that really settled the visitors, to be fair. And after that, they kind of started to grow into the game, and it was really even, to the point that even both goalkeepers made one outstanding save each in the second half, the Boreham Wood goalkeeper making his first. So again, Northwich, if they'd sneaked 2-1 up in the second half, would have been interested to see how the game panned out. But then, to be fair, the visitors could turn around and say, well, if it wasn't for a great double save by Mason Springthorpe kind of making up for his mistake in the first half, then they would have sneaked through. So the draw was the right result. It's right that they go to a replay, and that's going to take place next Monday. So it's not the greatest for Northwich. So I think they're leaving at lunchtime to get down to North London for the game. So it's there's a logistical challenge that they face on Monday, but they'll go down there in good spirits and reasonably optimistic that they could cause an upset. And I think it would be an upset now if they were to progress away from home against the National League side.
Now, with Stourbridge going to Dover, the thing we said about Stourbridge going to Dover is it's a long way to go, and that's probably what's going to do it for Dover, to be honest. But Stourbridge pulled it out of the bag. Northwich going down at lunchtime. I'm assuming all the players are going to have a day off work as well.
That's right.
On paper, it's going to be a tough test to go to Boreham Wood with the travelling and get a result. But do you think the team, Jim Gannon's men, are capable of doing that?
I think they're capable, and you know, they can back that up, because in the previous rounds, you know, they took Chorley to a replay, went to Victory Park and won. They were drawn away to Marine, high-ranked team, went away and won. And obviously before that, in the game that they played twice, they beat Hyde twice on Hyde's home turf. So in this current run, which will extend to its ninth game, by the way, on Monday, they've proven they can go away to high-ranked teams and win. Obviously, they say there's an extra logistical element to this, and I think some of the things that Jim Gannon said to my colleague on the sports desk in the run-up to the Boreham Wood game, you know, were borne out in the game. They were essentially a kind of bigger, stronger, slightly quicker version of Northwich themselves. So there's a challenge there in that they're coming up against a team which has the same strengths, and I think that's why it contributed to them cancelling each other out. So I think this test is more difficult than the other ones that Vicks have passed on this run. But I suppose, and Jim Gannon said himself after the game, that they can use that to their advantage. I mean, I think that, quite understandably, everyone will expect Boreham Wood to go through. Now, they should be favourites to go through, and I think they've got the tools to do that. But I think Northwich have still got a good chance of causing an upset. Now, both teams have got the incentive of an away tie against the Football League team in the second round. So that has definitely added an edge to Monday's replay, because the prize is a really good one for both clubs. You know, to travel to Northampton Town away is a great draw. But that is going to be a massive test for them in the weeks ahead. And just without repeating myself from what I said in the podcast on Friday, their fixture list is going to get quite tough as well in the next couple of months, because they're going to be playing a lot of teams around them in the table. So this is now something to watch. How is the manager going to handle getting the best out of the group that he's got without kind of losing the momentum that they've got. So keep an eye out for that. I mean, if they do come through that in a good position in the league, and like I say, if they have an FA Cup second round tie in that mix as well, then it puts them in a fantastic position going into the new year, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And if you want to keep abreast of everything that's going on at Northwich Victoria during this, how can I put this, unbelievably hectic period, then there's only one place to go to, isn't there, Simo?
Yeah, indeed. Obviously, we were, you know, northwichguardian.co.uk, but also me and my personal account on Twitter is @simo_on_sport.
Well, Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, thanks for joining us once again back on Evo Stick Extra. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you, mate. Good to be back. Speak to you soon.
So a big good luck to all our sides still in the FA Cup. I mean, can you believe it? The second round? Amazing. Anyway, to join me now to discuss last weekend's fixtures in the Evo Stick NPL, it's now time to welcome back the return of an old friend. It's James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. So, firstly, though, Northwich have still got a match this week to come in the first round of the FA Cup. They were so close in the first game against Boreham Wood. Can they do it?
At Boreham Wood, it's going to be difficult, but they've not got the best home record. It's going to be a close one, maybe even extra time in that, I reckon. Ooh. But sadly, no one's going to be able to see it on TV because they've not been picked for a replay, sadly.
And your thoughts about Salford and Stourbridge's matches?
I'm still gobsmacked with a Salford game, especially after Richie Allen's goal. That was just something else. Stourbridge, again, I think,
to be fair, Notts County, just like Bristol Rovers against Chesham, they're that kind of league swagger about them that they thought they could just go through the motions. I don't think Dover would have had that, and therefore I think Stourbridge's result was a bigger one. What do you think?
You're right there, Ben, in my opinion.
Yes, I'm right.
Notts County just didn't look interesting.
No, they didn't.
The Friday game, similar to Bristol Rovers.
Get out the road, James!
But watching the match today back on the Stourbridge game, both teams went for that hell for leather, and Stourbridge obviously came up on top, so all credit to them. I'm just going to point out as well that NPL officials were at both games for that, and they weren't at the Barwell one. So,
Well, I had a lovely evening at Salford, and I'd like to thank the club for the hospitality that was shown. I had a lovely pie and peas. It was delightful. Anyway, let's get through these fixtures then from last weekend, because the league is slowly becoming where it's at.
It's probably, I think most people will be tuning out after the league, but anyway, at the moment, so.
Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway, where should we start then? There was a load of fixtures, load of results. Let's start with this one then. Stamford 0, Nantwich Town 4. We're going to be speaking to Mr. Crowther from Redshift Radio very shortly to discuss this weekend's fixtures, as well as Nantwich Town, obviously. That was a battle of the high scorers. I think Nantwich won.
Yeah, indeed so. And in some significant fashion as well. Stamford just can't seem to get anything at this moment in time. Obviously, I'm seeing more and more over Twitter as well at the moment that the fans are really not happy with what's going on there. So there's something amiss. I know they've just changed the manager again. I don't know if the new manager came in time, but I think with recent performances and looking at what's going on, it could be a case of they're already preparing for relegation. Who knows?
Oh, no. Okay. Congratulations to Blyth Spartans. They beat Newcastle United Reserves in the Northumberland Senior Cup. That result doesn't have any impact on the league. I just thought it was interesting. But anyway, Blyth Spartans are currently out on top, in first position in the Premier Division, now 2 points clear of Nantwich Town, but Blyth Spartans do have two games in hand. Darlington 1883, they're currently in third position, and Darlington 1883 on the weekend didn't play, did they, James?
No, they didn't.
No. So all to play for Darlington still. They're 3 points off Blyth Spartans, and Darlington have played the same number of games as Blyth Spartans, so I'm going to suggest their default second at this moment in time. Salford City, currently fourth. Obviously, they didn't play at the weekend either, but just to give you an update on how far back they are, thanks to the FA Cup, they're 9 points now off league leaders Blyth Spartans, but have 3 games in hand. So it's pretty much as you were with Salford City if they win all them games. Workington are now 5th and they're 9 points off the lead. And they have a game in hand over Blyth Spartans. And on the weekend, Workington went to Sutton Coldfield Town and won by 2-0. Quite a result for Workington, that.
Yeah, obviously I pointed this out last week as well, saying that would be a really interesting game to watch, just considering Workington's style on a 3G pitch, let's say. So at this moment in time, that's a really good result for Workington, and Sutton Coldfield, obviously, will come to them in a second. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be a bit unhappy with that game, obviously, with how well they've been starting the season.
Well, Sutton Coldfield are now in 12th position, and it's so tight in the middle of the table. I don't think they've lost too much ground, to be honest, but it's a good result for Workington. Ashton United are creeping up the table like some kind of weird creeping thing. Ashton United are now 6th in the league, 10 points off league leaders Blyth Spartans, and they did that by beating Michelover Sports away from home by 3-1, and 2 there coming from Martin Pilkington. And Ashton United were 3-0 up at half-time. Quite a dominant performance, really.
Yeah, I mean, with Michelover as well, they are struggling quite a lot at this moment in time. I think they've had quite a few injuries, looking at the Twitters and looking at their website recently, just wondering why they've got such a bad form going. Ashton United are really starting to build up now, and obviously they've got no more cup interruptions going forward, so naturally they could start building a bit more of a resilience. In fact, they have got one cup game, but we won't mention the Manchester Cup this year. But other than that, good win for Ashton United. I think it was expected, though. Michelover starting to teeter around that bottom end of the table, and with certain results over the weekend, could they be dragged into that little fight now?
I think so. I mean, Michelover now in 19th position, 4 points off the relegation zone, and the relegation zone starting to catch up with the teams in 18th, 19th and 20th now, and that's partly due to this next result: Grantham Town 2, Hyde United 0. Quite an upset there. That leaves Hyde United in 7th position, 10 points off league leaders Blyth Spartans, but it crucially puts Grantham 4th from bottom now. They're 1 point from safety, which is Colwyn Bay, who are currently in 20th, and they've got 3 games in hand over Colwyn Bay, Grantham Town. This resurgence continues, because they've been knocking on the door of getting a good result, haven't they?
After the first couple of games where they did seem to struggle and had that bad form, obviously they've had their change of manager at the moment. I think that's a bit of a good result there for Grantham, especially with Scott Spencer as well, pretty much nearly equaling Jamie Vardy's current goal-scoring streak. Obviously, it's gone now, but Grantham Town have always been a defensive side. Later on in the season, this could develop for them, but they need to start. They've not been a team that's scored very often at this moment in time either.
We mentioned Stamford getting turned over by Nantwich Town on Saturday. It's often been the case this season that Ramsbottom have been looking on from the sidelines, really, rooted to the bottom of the table. But they've started, under Gary Vaughan, they've started to show a bit of life as well. And this weekend, Ramsbottom United 2, Rushall Olympic 1, and 1 Shelton Payne scoring the winner for Ramsbottom United on 84 minutes. So that puts Ramsbottom United 7 points now from safety, with 2 games in hand over Colwyn Bay. So are they going to make it? Are they going to do it?
Last week, I think I remember saying that this would be an interesting game to see with what Gary Vaughan can do with the Ramsbottom side, because Rushall weren't necessarily a bad team at this moment in time. We said a miracle needed to happen. I'm hoping, let's be honest, is it now happening there? It all depends if he can keep hold of Shelton Payne, because, again, he does have that tendency to get bored after 2 or 3 weeks.
Let's stay down the bottom end of the table, and Whitby Town are currently 3rd from bottom, 3 points from safety, with a game in hand over Colwyn Bay. Colwyn Bay have got to be really looking over the shoulder at the moment at these sides who are winning matches. Maybe not so Whitby Town. Whitby Town went down by 2-1 on Saturday, in front of 435 fans at the Arriva Stadium. That's very impressive. But Whitby Town, they're not quite got the life that Grantham and Ramsbottom are showing at the moment, have they?
If anything, they've taken over from where Ramsbottom have left off. Really. I think it's now 6 games without even a point at this moment in time. Obviously, first game of the season, they were celebrating about the fact that they could have a good season for once. It's completely the opposite now. It looks like there's no confidence whatsoever. Looking at some of the Whitby Town radio boys' tweets and comments at the moment, there seems to be something going on. And again, midweek as well, to lose to Scarborough in the Dootson. It's not pretty to see.
And we mentioned Colwyn Bay. Colwyn Bay, though, they did get a good result on Saturday. Colwyn Bay 1, Hales Owen Town 1. 75 minutes, John Marsden gave Colwyn Bay the lead. And unfortunately for Colwyn Bay, Rhys Hales got the equaliser on 87 minutes. So Colwyn Bay, that's a decent result, though, isn't it?
Steady result, but it's not what they need at this moment, especially, as you said before, teams starting to look behind. It's not how I'm to look behind the shoulder to see where teams are acting up. I think Colwyn Bay have got to play Whitby soon anyway, before Christmas. So that'll be an interesting game to see, and I reckon that could be another early six-pointer.
And it's now time for Frickley Watch. And just to let you all know, this is the last fixture, the last result from Saturday in the Premier Division. Matlock Town 3, Frickley Athletic 0. McManus did get the third goal on the 90th minute, so it might be a bit of a flattering result, that, but we just don't know. But anyway, what that does for Matlock Town is that basically gets them leapfrogged over Frickley Athletic. Matlock Town are now 13th, Frickley Athletic 15th. It's very bunched up in that mid-table, but the top of the table's starting to take shape now and get quite exciting, and certainly the bottom of the table is also starting to liven up now. So all power to the NPL. It's a cracking league to be a part of. And it's not just a league, of course. That's one of the beauties of the Northern Premier League, sponsored by Evo Stick. There's also the Dudesons, what's it called now? The Integro. Okay, sorry. It's the Integro Dudeson League Cup first round also happened this. Don't laugh. Also happened this week, James. And how do we do this? Let's go through the results one by one, and we'll race through this bit if that's okay. Congratulations to Nantwich Town. They beat Ashton United by 3-0. Barwell defeated Loughborough Dynamo, but a good effort from Loughborough Dynamo, though, has to be said. An 86 minute equaliser from Cal Sibson for Loughborough to make it 2-2, but Barwell won by 5-4 on penalties. Congratulations to Darlington. They defeated Blyth Spartans by 2-1. 627 fans at that one.
I would normally say that's a record for the Integral Dootson, but I've seen some of the other attendances. Let's talk about that at the end.
Okay. Buxton defeated Gresley by 2-0. Stamford dispatched Colville Town. That must be a welcome result, that, for Stamford.
Indeed.
Something
that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Daventry Town beat Newcastle Town by 3-2. A good result, that, for Daventry. Oh, my goodness. What on earth happened here? Drolsden 2, Radcliffe Borough 3. Well,
all I'm going to say is that goal was, I guess, out of last minute, literally the last kick of the game, I guess, out of jail card.
90th minute winner from Steve Foster. Wow.
Downside is we've got two players injured now for the trophy game on Saturday. So, whoops.
A good result for Radcliffe Borough there. A brilliant result for Farsley Celtic, beating Shore Lane Aquaforce by 2-0. Congratulations to them. Goole went down by 2-0 against Ossett Town.
Good attendance there as well, actually. 166.
166, very good. Grantham Town went down by 2-0 against Frickley Athletic. Hales Owen dispatched Leake Town by 2-1. Lincoln United, congratulations. Lincoln United won, Micklerover Sports 1. Lincoln United winning 5-4 on penalties. An excellent result for Lincoln United, that.
Indeed, so.
well filled there, James. Excellent.
Move to the next one.
this one, I think this is a very good result for Marine. This Marine 2, Glossop North End 1. Glossop North End, I've seen first hand this season. They're a very, very good side. I don't even know if that was their strongest lineup. They were playing in the Manchester Premier Cup against FC, but they were very quick and played football correctly. So well done to Marine in that one. In front of 248, yes, indeed. Market Drayton Town 1, Stourbridge 1. Market Drayton winning by 4-3. Well done, Market Drayton Town. That means that you are officially better than a team in the FA Cup second round. What are you laughing at? Anyway, but excellent result, that, by Market Drayton Town winning 4-3 on penalties against Stourbridge. Ossett Albion 3, Mosley 2. A good result for Ossett Albion there. Sutton Coldfield Town beat Romulus by 1-0.
Derby game, that, as well. That's like, yes, the Milan Derby, that one.
The Milan Derby?
Well, they both share the ground, so.
Okay, I'm trying to think of one that's similar. I can't. Anyway, Rugby Town 0, Ilkeston or Ilson 2. Salford City getting beat 2-1 at home to Trafford. 998 supporters at that.
It's nice to see the people who turned up for the FA Cup actually
absolutely
supporting Salford a bit more. Obviously, not just where they're playing the big teams. It's nice to see that in non-league.
Wait a minute, James. James, we were at that match. What?
I know we were.
Why didn't we go to the Dudeson?
I was busy down the road.
yes, and I was busy licking my wounds from an FA Cup exit. Anyway, congratulations, though, to Trafford. An excellent result and an excellent crowd there at Moor Lane. Scarborough Athletic 2, Whitby Town 2 in an East Coast derby. It's handy, Bridlington's. Is Bridlington in the middle? Was it to the south? I think it is in the middle, isn't it, of the two?
Pretty much slap bang in the middle.
Yeah, obviously a local derby there, and Scarborough Athletic won by 4-3, so congratulations to them. Cracking result. Yeah, 312 at Bridlington. Cracking result for Northwich Victoria. They travelled to Stormy Corner to play Skelmersdale United, and Northwich won by 6-1, including a hat-trick for Gary Burnett. So that's... goes to show that's, you, isn't it? I mean, where's Northwich at the minute? They're just demolishing everyone, aren't they? Or trying to.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm surprised by the result because I thought Northwich wouldn't be taking the Dukes in serious this year purely because of the FA Cup at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to see him give him a good go. If they get knocked out midweek, obviously, the opportunity for them to move forward.
Spalding United 0, Matlock Town 0. Matlock Town winning on penalties by 4-3, delighting the 124 supporters in attendance there, I'm sure. Spennymoor Town 2, Brighouse Town 0. Congratulations to Spennymoor Town. Of course, they've had an announcement, haven't they, about something to do with the stadium?
Yep, they've got rights to expand it. One of the pub that used to be on the corner, they've managed to acquire the rights to, so they can now build it as park ground and have a fully functioning clubhouse.
Brilliant. So
it's a bit more revenue from there.
The North East is thriving at the moment, football wise. Stafford Rangers 1, Rushall Olympic 0. Brilliant result that for Stafford Rangers and
brilliant attendance as well.
Yes, 270. Witton Albion 3, Burscoe 2. That's a cracking result for Witton Albion, just what they needed at this moment. And finally, Workington 3, Kendall Town 0 in the Cumberland Derby. Boom! Look at that. 226 at that one. And that is it. Apart from, just a disclaimer, there's two matches taking place on Wednesday evening. We're recording this on Wednesday evening, unfortunately. But all the best to Carlton Town and Basford United, as well as Kidsgrove Athletic against Chasetown. And just to let you all know, we do intend to cover the final again here. On various channels. We'll have it on 26-0, we'll have it on Whitby Town Radio, and we'll have it on FC Radio, of course, and proper exposure, the Integro Dudeson League Cup final this year. We are going to be covering it again live. So, yeah. There you go. Anyway.
Well done to Stocks, which for the 3-2 win at Harrogate on the Monday night.
Did I miss another result? How amateurish of me. Yes. So congratulations to Stocksbridge Park Steels on your win there, and commiserations to Harrogate Railway. Right, James, anything else to add?
Bring on the FA Cup again in 4 weeks' time.
Well, it's quicker, it's sooner than that, James. Don't forget, Northwich Victoria on Monday.
Oh, indeed.
Mm-hmm. I've got high hopes after that Dudeson result. I think Jim's got a plan there. I think he's going to be all right, Mr. Gannon. I think it'll be fine. Anyway, James Hayes from the Evo Stick NPL Facebook group. How can people get involved and argue with your personal perspective on their club's results and form?
At facebook.com/groups/the NPL or on Twitter at the NPL group, and every now and again on Periscope, as it was beautifully edited on Friday night, I might add as well.
I thought I came across really well. You couldn't hear a word I was saying, but I thought it came out all right. Anyway, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. Thanks for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra.
Always good to have you.
So, thank you to James Hayes there, but it's now time to draw our eyes to this weekend's matches in the league and, of course, the FA Trophy. And joining me, hand in hand, gazing at the valley across the way there into the future, I'm joined by Redshift Radio's very own, it's Johnny Crowther. Hello, Johnny, how are you?
Very well, Ben. How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad. First things first, though, I know Nantwich are in league action this weekend, but it just keeps going and going, doesn't it, for Nantwich? 4-0 against Stamford?
Sorry, yeah. I know, what another... It's just... I keep saying this to you, don't I?
Yeah.
Every time we speak, it is. It's unbelievable. 53 league goals, Ben. Four, you know, as you say, against Stamford away from home. Okay, Stamford are struggling. But you've got to get, you know, you've got to put it in. And they're putting the performances in. The good thing to see now as well, recently, is that they've started not conceding as well. But they're sharing the goals out. They're playing. The confidence at the club, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I've done, obviously, a number of interviews with the players. And it's just, they've got a good bench. They've got a good squad. They're sharing out the goals. It's fabulous football to watch. And, you know, I know there's a lot of buzz about non-league football, but there's a huge buzz at Nantwich Town. And if they can carry on, there's no reason why they can't make the playoffs at the end of the season. I really believe that.
Well, it's all starting to get a bit... everyone's starting to get themselves... They're jostling for positions now, it would appear. Nantwich have played more games than anyone else around them. Two more than Blyth and Darlington.
Yeah.
And a remarkable five more than Salford City. but it's all starting to take shape now. And this is where Nantwich should be at this time of year if you want to be in those player positions. So certainly in the running, definitely.
Totally agree. I mean, we've talked a few times about... the fact that there's a number of clubs that could be in the playoff positions. I've just got the table in front of me now, and I still, you know, I think this is something you made a point of at the beginning of the season. You look down, you could still look down as far as Buxton and Hales Owen are 11th, maybe even down to Sutton Coldfield in 12th. You know, even Matlock in 13th, 25 points.
Just go down to Grantham. That's the best way. Just go down to Grantham.
I will do. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, yeah, well, why not? They've all got a chance, haven't they? Okay, Grantham are down in 21st, aren't they? But, you know, you look down the table and there's some real good quality outfits there. Stourbridge is an example. They're down in 9th place. Nantwich beat them fairly recently, 2-1. Great game of football. They are a really well-organised outfit. Some quality footballers in that squad. And they're 9th at the moment. Evo Stick Northern Premier League, brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely brilliant, mate.
And Salford and Stourbridge and Barwell, we should say, have really put the league in good light. And Northwich Victoria flying the flag for Division 1 North as well, we should mention that. And this weekend in the league, there's a really significant match for Nantwich Town, as well as the rest of the runners and riders up at that top end. Workington against Salford City. And it must be a bit weird for Salford City to have all this glamour of the BBC turning up and all this press attention, and then they have to go up to West Cumbria on a Saturday.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think this is a massive game. This is a massive game for both sides. As you quite rightly say, Salford only played 15. I think Blyth have played 20 games, haven't they? So they've played 5 games left. But when you get to this time of the season, when the weather starts changing, the pitches get a bit tougher, I think having the points in the bag is better, you know. And I really think that it's going to be a massive challenge for Salford against Workington. You know, John Owen, Bird and Morley, the management team at Salford, they're going to be thinking, there's no doubt they're going to be thinking about, oh, can I rest a few players? We've got Hartlepool, massive tie in the FA Cup. But, you know, Workington have got foot. Yeah.
They're both they can't rest on this one. This is fourth against fifth. They're both on 30 points. Workington's played 2 games more. But if Workington win, then that advantage is slowly ebbing away, isn't it, for Salford? So they've got to go for this, haven't they?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. But you know, just that mindset of you know, of all the coverage they've had in the FA Cup and everything that goes with that and all the celebrations and quite rightly so, because they were absolutely magnificent against Notts County. But Workington, look, if you're fifth in that league and the quality we've talked about, they are a good outfit. No doubt about that. They're a good outfit. And Salford are going to have to be on the game. It's a huge game. It really is. And you know, the winners of that game really get themselves firmly into those playoff positions, don't they, Ben?
Absolutely. And for you statisticians out there who love a good stat, let me tell you, Workington unbeaten at home this season. Salford unbeaten away. Boom. Right. So it doesn't get bigger than that. Down the bottom end of the table, though, I think this one could be quite significant. James Early was mentioned that Michelover Sports are starting to get dragged in a bit. Grantham Town are starting to show a bit of life. Grantham Town against Michelover Sports. If Grantham win this one on Saturday, remarkably, they'll only be 1 point behind Michelover Sports with two games in hand, which is quite remarkable considering where Grantham were a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it just shows you, doesn't it? It's tight. It's really tight down there. And a couple of results can really change it. Again, it's a massive game. Grantham, obviously, at the moment in 21st, Michelover 19th. They've got everything to play for. And that's going to be... We've just talked about Workington and Salford being a massive tie. That's a massive game as well. And both teams will be going for it. You know, they really want those 3 points to move out of that. You know, you don't want to be down there at this time of the year, do you? You know, going into the Christmas period, you don't want to be in the bottom three. And Grantham will be, you know, okay, they're at home, so they'll be hoping for a victory, but it ain't going to be easy against a Michelover Sports side.
The next one, Fricklow Athletic against Stamford. You've seen Stamford recently. Obviously, they came out the blocks scoring very similar to Nantwich Town, just conceding a few more as well in the while they're at it. You've seen Stamford at close quarters now. Do you reckon they could get anything at Frickley this weekend?
It's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, as you say, we beat them 4-0 during the week, and you know, okay, we're playing really well and we're sharing out the goals and stuff. But you know, when you're conceding four at home and not getting on the score sheet, it's not great, is it? But never say never. At the end of the day, all these teams in this league, they fight for lives. Frickley are 15th as well, so they're down there a little bit. But again, 3 points for them will push them right up the table. It's a tough one to call, but you're going to say Stamford have got the work cut out there. But they'll certainly go in there and trying to pick up points. They need them desperately, don't they?
Absolutely. Haleshoe in Town, this is the last league fixture, remarkably, on Saturday. Haleshoe in Town are hosting Barwell, and we've had a couple of emails come in. Sam Hodgson, Haleshoe in to get revenge on Barwell for our 6-0 defeat at their place just a month ago. And Rob Lloyd, Yelts will hopefully put in a better performance this time against Barwell. The 6-0 humiliation at their place really hurt. A win to turn that around, please. Haleshoe in, though? They've done all right this season, mid-table territory. Barwell, though, I'd suspect we'd be looking to translate that cup run into league form.
Yeah, I mean, again, good points and all that. I'm just looking at the table on the Haleshoe. If they win the game on Saturday, Ben, they can go straight up. They could go into the playoff positions, depending on the other results around them. I think they're on 28 points. So if they were to win, 31 points. If Salford Workington say got a draw, they'd be up there fourth or fifth. So it's a massive game for Haleshoe. But again, Barwell 16th, they'll be fighting for it. And as you say, you mentioned there the 6-0 result. You'd expect to see goals in that game,
absolutely,
wouldn't you?
Yes.
But again, it's a difficult one to call. But I think at the moment, Haleshoe have got that bit of form and they'll be pushing for the playoffs. So if I was a betting man, I'd be putting my money on Haleshoe.
And you know what, dear listener at home, we always go on about the Barwell burger, but try one of the Balti pies at Haleshoe in Town. Sensational. Anyway, it's also FA Trophy second qualifying round on Saturday. And just to briefly go through this plethora of fixtures, it's immense at this time of the season. Ashton United, who are currently slowly building up some form in the league, they're playing Stratford Town of the Southern Premier. Stratford Town at this moment are about 19th, 20th in the Southern League. They're not having the greatest of seasons. But then again, going up to Hurst Cross, that's not going to be a nice
afternoon.
You never know.
I mean, obviously, yeah, you never know. I love the Evo Stick Northern Premier League. So, I just hope Ashton United, 6th in the league at the moment. And as you say, just off the playoffs. So I'd expect them to win.
Now, obviously, the press attention isn't quite on the FA Trophy as it is with the FA Cup, but the prize money at this stage is quite... It's nothing to turn your nose up at. And obviously, Blyth Spartans had a very good FA Cup run and got lots of exposure last season. It's not really happened for them in the FA Cup this year, but they must be hopeful this weekend. Blyth Spartans against Whitby Town. That said, Whitby Town, you never know.
Whitby Town, I'll tell you what, it won't be easy, that. It won't be easy, OK? Blyth, yeah, as you say, top of the table. Quality outfit, they really are, and they've got good support up there in the North East. Very strong team, and as you've mentioned a couple of runs before, everyone's heard of Robbie Dale, you know, we know that club, we know the history, and they can call upon some real good quality footballers from around that area. But I went up to Whitby this year. I went to Whitby to cover the game against Nantwich, and they're a very good, they're a good outfit. The lad up front, forget his name now. He's a centre forward, but he's excellent. He really is. Scored a lot of goals for Whitby this season. Very, very. You know, he's a guy that you expect to score week in, week out. He looks that good. But they just suffer a bit at the back, and they have been conceding quite a few. So, yeah, again, I'd go for Blyth Spartans to win that one. But lovely club, Whitby. Lovely club.
Oh, absolutely.
And when we went up there, they really looked after us.
And it's Mark Carruthers against Andrew Snaith. I can't make my mind up on that one, honestly. I'm gonna move on. Buxton against Radcliffe Borough. Radcliffe Borough, they beat Drolsden, didn't they, in the Dudeson this past week. So could be a tricky one, that, for Buxton. But Buxton really need to snap out of this FA Cup lull that they've been on since getting knocked out of the third qualifying round.
I know the Radcliffe Borough manager, Danny Johnson. He was the former manager at Nantwich Town, and, you know, a lot of time for Danny. Mm-hmm. You know, and hopefully they can give him a good game. But you say Buxton have got 28 points, haven't they? And they're a good team. They're a good outfit, they are. So that'll be tough. Radcliffe Borough are going to have to be really on the game. And, you know, again, you'd probably go for Buxton. But as you say, Radcliffe Borough have started to find a bit of form, haven't they? So that should be a cracker. That should be a cracking game of football.
Evesham United out of the Southern League Division 1. I think it's South and West, might be Central. But anyway, Evesham United, I should know this. Evesham United, they're playing Spennymoor Town. That away trip for Spennymoor Town, going to Evesham, I think Evesham's like in Worcestershire or Bristol way. It's a long way to go for Spennymoor Town, and you have my condolences. Ilson against Stocksbridge Park Steels.
No, again, I'm just looking at, you know, I know you like your stats as well, Ben, but again, they've done very well. I think just looking at the home form there, they've done well. They've got 29 points again. Again, this league table, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
So close, aren't they? So tight. And yeah, Ilkeston, they're a good outfit. So I'd probably expect them to win that game.
Now, this one, I think there's going to be an upset here. Kettering Town against Burscough. Burscough obviously had a very good FA Cup run this year, getting through, I think they got to the third qualifying round, memory serves. Kettering Town, they've just had they're having a lot of the managerial issues at the moment, not had the best of weeks, and Burscough going down there, I think there could be an upset there quite easily. Elsewhere, involving Southern Prem against Evostick NPL sides, Leamington against Rushall Olympic. Leamington now currently top of the Southern League. Rushall Olympic, tough as nails. What do you reckon for this?
Tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're not, I'm thinking about geography-wise, they're not a million miles away from each other,
no,
are they?
No, it's one of the...
From down, yeah, down that neck of the woods. Four, tough one to call. Rushall right in the middle of the table at 14th at the moment. I'm going to Leamington. Oh, it'd be a tough one again. I always think, you know, local derbies in any, whether it's a league game, whether it's a cup game, if there's a bit of that extra bit of spice, there's never much in it, is there, normally?
No, absolutely.
So, that, you know, it might be just a goal in that one. I wouldn't want to call it. I wouldn't want to call it either way. I mean, again, as you know, I'm a big Evostick Northern Premier League man, so I want Rushall to win. But let's see what happens there.
Elsewhere, we've got Marine against Kidsgrove Athletic. Kidsgrove Athletic are not the side they were last season. They're a strong outfit in Division 1 South of the Evostick. But Marine, I'm going to go with 1-0 there to Marine. That seems to be the constant for Marine this season.
I don't know. I'd go for a one apiece. I think Kidsgrove might get a replay there.
I'll come back to this next fixture towards the end, if that's all right with you, Nantwich against Kings Lynn, because that'll be a nice wrap up. You see, you can go on one of your president speeches from Independence Day, that kind of thing. Shore Lane Aquaforce, they're going to have a point to prove, I feel, in this one. They're hosting Matlock Town. Shore Lane are a very ambitious club. They've got people like Gavin Elliott and Adam Jones on the books there now. They're going to want to make a statement against Matlock, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Skelmersdale United against Lincoln United. And I think Lincoln had a good result in the Dudeson this past week, and Skelmersdale didn't, if memory serves. But you've got to go with the Premier Division side, haven't you?
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, this next one, we've got Stourbridge against Carlton Town. Now, Carlton Town obviously beat Stamford in the previous round, which was a very big upset, I'm going to suggest, considering where Carlton Town are in Division 1 South at this moment. They're currently fourth from bottom, 1 point above the relegation zone at time of recording. However, they're playing Stourbridge, and Stourbridge might not necessarily be... Actually, we said that in the last round, and they beat Hales Owen. So, what do you think?
I'm going to comment on, and I'm hopefully going to give you a bit of a valid comment on this one, because I've seen Stourbridge play this season. Really impressed me. I've got to tell you. I mean, and then also through to the next round, the FA Cup, and they've got a home tie. I think they'll go through in the FA Cup. I won't bet against Stourbridge at the moment. They're organised. They've got some pace on the wing. They've got Carl Hawley, who used to play at Carlisle, banging goals in for fun. They've got a really good winger, brilliant pace, big solid centre halves. I won't bet against Stourbridge in any game at the moment. I really won't, and I think they'll win their FA Cup tie as well. That's how confident I am about Stourbridge. Really impressive. Nantwich beat them 2-1 with a last minute goal recently, but I thought they matched us all away, and there's not many teams that have matched Nantwich at home this season.
Sutton Coldfield Town are hosting Darlington 1883. We've also got Warrington Town against Basford United, which I'm going to suggest is going to be a cracking match, actually. But we'll close on this one. Nantwich Town against our old friends Kings Lynn Town. Kings Lynn Town, who now in the Southern League, they're currently eighth in the Southern League, and have had a decent month of results. What are you expecting on Saturday, Johnny?
I think you know my answer to this one, don't you, before I even respond.
Goals!
No, look, Nantwich are at home, but as you've just said there, Kings Lynn have had a bit of a good run. It ain't going to be easy. You've got to be focused on every game. I just think the confidence at the moment going through the Nantwich side is... I've never seen anything like it. They're all playing with so much quality and so much freedom. They've just signed up Sam Hall on a contract, plays in front of the back four, brought in from Leeds Town. It's been massively impressive for the club. And then the goal scorers, you know, Matty Coslow at Stockport, banging him in for fun. Liam Shotton, banging him in for fun. Elliot Osborne, all across. They've all got 7 or 8 goals. They scored 53 goals, so... and in all competitions, we've nearly got 60. So, you know, you can't expect me to say anything else, but I really expect Nantwich Town to go through. And I'm a bit biased, of course, with me covering them. But, you know, I'm biased with a bit of reason, because you look at the stats and they're playing great football. And I don't think anybody wants to come to the Weaver Stadium at the moment, because Nantwich are flying and it's great to watch. And, you know, proud to be commentating on the games. You know, it's so good to see. But Kings Lynn will come and they'll give us a game. And every team that comes to the Weaver Stadium does give Nantwich a tough game. But I'd have to go for the Dabblers, of course.
And will Redshift Radio be covering that match on Saturday?
Yeah, we cover all the home games. We cover all the home games. You know, that's our commitment to the club.
Well, Johnny Crowther from Redshift Radio, thanks for joining us this week on a very... That was superb, wasn't it? Very in-depth. There was all kinds of things going on. Superb. Johnny Crowther from Redshift Radio, thanks for joining us on Evo Stick Extra.
Thanks for your time, Ben.
Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. A huge thanks to all my guests on this week's show, and a big thank you to BBC Radio Kent as well for allowing us access to their commentary. Apologies for the lack of wall of correspondence this week, but hopefully you've all enjoyed this jam-packed show regardless. A big good luck to all our sides in the FA Trophy this weekend, and a big good luck to Northwich Victoria on Monday in their FA Cup replay. But that's it from me. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your EvoStick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.